My message is a normal message I had been sending across over the years. Let their vote count. As I said during my campaigns and discussion with that, I converted Democrat in 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed. That was an empire in the 20th century that collapsed without a shot being fired. That was when I arrived at the final conclusion that multi-party democracy system is the best form of governance, with a big caveat that elections must be free and fair. So it's up to Nigerians to make sure that their vote counts. As long as the ruling party uses military and other law enforcement agencies, as they did in Tunisia, so long as democracy will continue to falter in Nigeria.
Let me ask you this, General Buhari. Most Nigerians have expressed concern about what they call endemic corruption in the country. What are your plans to resolve this issue?
Yes. Corruption has virtually been institutionalized by the CDC governments in this country. And people are showing extreme concern about corruption in the country. And we have to develop a way to stop corruption. If we don't kill corruption, as some of the feature article writers said in Nigeria, corruption will kill Nigeria. And the best way to do it is to form a government. What we can do is to draw a line. Those cases that are in court will not interfere with the court proceedings. But we will encourage the court to prosecute all those that are found to be corrupt. But the institutions have been compromised. A lot of the institutions have been compromised. That checks and balances are very difficult. You don't go to any ministry in Nigeria or private sector without seeing financial instructions and administrative instructions. But these are ignored because leadership at various levels are corrupt. Therefore, they are ineffective. What we will do is to make sure that we draw a line, because we can't go on investigating everybody. Otherwise, we have nothing else to do and we may not achieve anything. But we draw a line and said, from that day we are sworn in, anybody that is responsible with the government in the treasury, with federal resources or state resources or local government, there will be proper auditing according to financial instructions, and anybody found wanting will be prosecuted.
General Buhari, some people have expressed concern about the growing ethnic and religious tension in the country that some politicians use to perpetuate themselves in power, right from the grassroots up. How do you think this can be resolved?
Yes, there is a problem of religion in this country. And unfortunately, things are getting worse. And I was constrained to give you examples to groups that are visiting me about the religious problem. I said, General Gawan is still alive. He ruled this country for 9 years, 30 months out of which was during the Civil War. All his service commanders, then, Army, Navy, Air Force, and his Chief of Staff, Supreme Executive, were Christians. I never heard of any responsible Muslim talking about that. And when multi-party democracy started, late Chief Abiola picked Ambassador Babu Ganakinjibe from Borno State, both Muslims, and it was believed that they won that election. But the government of that day frustrated that government. And when we come back to the military again, when there was a change, when Second Republic was removed, both myself as the head of state and Trinity Diabong were Muslims, were Northerners, and there was no problem really. So this extreme religious fervor in Nigeria is a recent phenomenon, and is very, very unfortunate, because capable people may be denied participation at the expense of government efficiency because they belong to one religion or the other.
Concerns have been raised about the insecurity in parts of the country, issues of Boko Haram. You were even attacked by elements that some people claim to be Boko Haram militants. How do you think this should be resolved?
I think intelligence gathering has to be improved. I'm afraid the military of today is not the military I know or commanded. Something extremely serious has happened to the military in terms of collection of intelligence. But specifically, what came out of the inefficient way the military is conducting operation against Boko Haram is extreme corruption in the system. The National Assembly, about 3 months ago, attempted to conduct hearing when soldiers, Nigerian soldiers, were given information or interviewed by foreign radio houses, and they were complaining of lack of weapons. So the National Assembly went and made some research and found out the trillions of Naira voted for defense expenditure over the last 3 or 4 years, and they wanted to conduct a hearing, and they were frustrated that the hearing was never conducted. So the soldiers could not perform, not because they were afraid of insurgents, but because they cannot face insurgents with inferior weapons or without ammunition. So I think it's a question of extreme corruption in the system.
Now, last but not the least, General Buhari, do you repose confidence in the Electoral Commission's ability to administer a free, fair, credible elections next year that you will be participating in?
I'm afraid my party, the ATC, extremely concerned about the next general election, February 2015. And there are approaches and fallback positions we are going to develop, which I'm afraid I cannot disclose now because we haven't finalized them, which will constrain INEC to conduct free, fair, and credible elections. We think that was the last thing the CDC government will allow, free, fair, and credible elections. The examples in HT and the Ocean this year proved us right. Deploying military and police and arresting opposition members and harassing them, and refusal to take election material, the constituencies in time, and arranging selection of boxes and so on, all sorts of disgraceful things the ruling party is doing. We have to see the end of that by 14th of February next year, when series of general elections will take place.